Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be continuing a mini-series on invoices. This is the third video and I'm going to be talking to you about some calculated fields. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB46 and open that one up. And eventually it decides to. Okay. Password, as you can see. Okie dokie. Alright, what we're looking to do is I want to create a data sheet for invoices. Sort of a main data sheet in a similar fashion to what we've got here. So we might as well close that. We might as well make the main form for that we're going to house invoices in. So if we take not form rooms, form guests maybe. Yeah, if we take form guests, control C, control V, change it to form invoices. And we will be looking at calculated fields, as that's the title of the video, in a second. Alright, so form invoices, change that to invoices. And we'll leave this data sheet as it is, but we'll change that when we've got our invoices data sheet anyway. Let's just open up form main layout view and let's just drop form invoices in there just before reports and change that to invoices. Okay, so we've added a form invoices. The only thing is we need an actual data sheet that's for invoices. So let's create that. So first of all, we're going to create a query. And this is where we're going to start to look at calculated fields. And it's a reasonably involved query. So let's start with table invoices. So we've got invoice ID, booking ID, VAT discount. We're going to need table bookings, because an invoice is related to a booking. We've got a guest ID, so I think we're okay for now. So let's start with invoice ID, guest ID, VAT and discount. So let's take a look at these. Okay, so we've got invoice ID, guest ID, VAT and discount. So discount's being expressed as a percent, which I don't like. I don't like that. I think in the design view, go to table invoices, go back to design view, let's change discount. Oh, it says double here. Now format percent. Let's take it away from format percent and just make it a general number and update format everywhere. No objects need to be updated. Okay, go to data sheet. Okay, so 0.1. Okay, so the reason I did that is because with percentages, I want to store 20% as 0.2, so everything's related to the number 1. So 0.2 is 20% of 1, so we'll say 0.2, 10% 0.1. And let's take the format. We can always format on at the form level or at the report level, so don't worry about formatting for now. Underneath, let's just store it as the correct data type, make our life simple, which is the double data type. Which is what I wanted to do. So now if we run this query, we get 0.2 and 10%. Thank you so much. Save this, call it query invoices extended with a capital E there. Close it and open it up again. Query invoices extended and we got 0.1. Okay. Pardon me. So now what we need to do is we've got our invoice ID, but we've got our guest ID. We're going to need to drop our booking ID as well in there. And we're going to want to get the total cost for an invoice, and we're going to get it from another query. And that query is going to be query costs payments union. So we're going to look up a booking ID. Let's say we look up booking ID number 2, just for the sake of argument. And we're interested in pumping anything that isn't a payment. So this is a cost for the booking. this is a cost, this is a cost, this is a cost. So what the first thing we want to do is total up these fields that aren't payments. So it's query cost payments union. We're looking up amount. So let's just start, and this is where we start to make the calculated field. So let's drop a column in there by going to design and insert column. Click in here, go to builder, and we call this column total cost semicolon, and it's d sum. And what are we summing? We're summing amount. And where are we summing it? Or what table is it in? Or data set, I should say. And it's query costs payments union. So query costs payments union. And what criteria do we want? Well, before we add the criteria, just close that bracket off, press OK, and run it. So total cost 40,000, 40,000, because we haven't passed any criteria over. We want item to not be payment, and also actually we want booking ID to equal booking ID. So let's add those to him. So two criterias. Builder. So let's start with the booking ID. So after the closing quotation mark, booking ID equals ampersand, what should be booking ID? ID, press OK, save that up there, run that. So now we've divided it down a little bit. Now we need to get rid of those payments, so we go back in. Oh, I do tend to, when I'm doing sort of complicated where clauses, build them up bit by bit so that you don't, if you put everything in booking ID payments and it doesn't work, you've got a hell of a job trying to find out why it didn't work. So we need another ampersand, and remember we're concatenating a string, space, and then we're saying item, and we don't want it to equal payment, so it's not equal, we use the arrows that point left and right. There's probably a better name for that. Now payments is a string field or a text field, so we need to use single quotation marks. So we put a single quotation mark there, space, ampersand. Oh, in fact, we don't need a space, do we? Know what I'm doing. After the single quotation mark, put payment, and then another single quotation mark. Press OK, and run that. Okay, so for booking ID number 2, it's 1,425 without payments. 13, 14, 14, 10, 14, 25, 33. Okay, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. But we need to, now what we need to do is we need to take into account VAT and discount. So discounting's pretty easy actually. We've got 480 here, but we've actually discounted by 10%. So what we want is we want to return 90% of 480. So we drop into design view, go to total costs, go to builder. And before we even do that actually, just before the D sum put NZ, this is just a comma at the end. Right, we've just surrounded it with a function that if we get a null back will give us a zero. And now what we're going to do is we need to multiply the figure we get back from here times, in this case, 0.9. But a discount can vary. If the discount goes to 0.2, which is 20%, we'll need to multiply it by 0.8. So what we do is it's multiplied times, and then in brackets, one minus discount. So one minus discount, so discount 0.1, so that would be 0.9. And as the discount goes up, so will this figure. So if the discount was 30%, it would be 1 minus 0.3, 0.7. So if we run that now, that's down to 432 because we've removed 10% from it. Now the next thing we need to work out is what to do about the VAT. Does this figure include VAT? So let's go to SQL view. Select the table booking. Table rooms. I don't remember. Okay, it doesn't. So we want the total cost. We're actually going to include VAT in this. So it's a similar idea. VAT 0.2, so we need to actually times this by 1.2. However, VAT can go up and down, so it's always good to store with every invoice the level of VAT at that point. And so it might change to 0.175, 70.5%. At the moment it's 20%. So in a similar way to what we did with the discount, we're going to click in here, we're going to go to Builder, and we're going to say times, and in brackets we're going to put 1 plus VAT. Okay, and run that. And so now we get that, for example, that was something like 480. Then we knocked off 10%, which was 432, and then we've added 20% to that, so we've got 518.40. So that's exactly what we want to see. And last but not least, let's just convert this to currency and run that. So there we go, there's total cost. Save that. And now what we're going to do is we're going to add another field in here, and we're going to call this field total payments. Put a colon and just put an open and close quotation mark. Press OK. Now if we go back to total cost, payments, well, discount doesn't affect payments, because this is payments is when they give the hotel money to cover the cost of the bill. So discount isn't important, VAT isn't important, so we can get rid of all of that. So in fact, all we actually need, just go from the NZ, take up to and including just before the first asterisk, Control C, go to total payments, go to builder, and just drop that in there. And all we need to do is change the two arrows that are pointing left and right to equals. So now we're asking for to sum the column amount in query cost payments union, where item equals payment. And obviously don't forget about the booking. We don't need to do anything else, just that. So let's run that. Data sheet viewer, and we get the total payments are book number one, £480. So let's go back to design view, and let's just enclose this in another currency converting function. Press return, and we get total cost is 518.40. That's minus discount, including VAT, and they've paid £480 towards that. And similar vein. Invoice number two, the total cost is £1,710.40. They've paid £4,060, which is obviously ridiculous and smacks of me just putting figures in there to test the database out. But as we progress, we'll actually change that figure and make it more bearable. Okay, so that's it for this particular video. I hope you understood what we were trying to do with discount and VAT. If you didn't, feel free to go back and watch the video again. I'd say it is a little bit important. If you're making an invoicing system, you do have to deal with things like discounting and VAT. Calculated fields, so there you've got an idea how to create calculated fields. And brilliant. Okay, so see you in the next video when we'll be looking at balancing the invoice.